This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers unveiled a bipartisan proposal at the Capitol yesterday aimed at heading off future problems at the state's DNA testing lab. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The legislation comes in response to former forensic scientist Yvonne Missy Woods. She allegedly manipulated more than 1,000 DNA test results in criminal cases over decades. The bill would require DNA lab employees to report misconduct, and the state would need to notify those impacted. Republican Representative Matt Soper is a sponsor of the bill.
The notification would go to prosecutors, defense attorneys, and then the victims as well.
It would also set up an easier process to review cases post-conviction that may have relied on faulty DNA analysis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Federal Center will soon lose its electric vehicle chargers. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
There are 22 charging stations at the Federal Center campus in Denver's western suburbs. But CPR News has seen an internal email from federal officials saying that many of them will be shut down by next week, and the rest will go once contracts are canceled. The email says the charging stations are not, quote, mission critical. The Trump administration has also ordered federal employees to go back to the office, but it appears those that drive EVs won't be able to charge up at work. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Local federal officials have not yet provided comment for that story. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.